Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's confusing. We meet at a different day and a different time. But you know what? That's part of life. It's got to stay in flux. We have to be able to roll with the, you know, what is it? Roll with the flow? Flow with the roll? Shake, rattle, and roll? Something like that. I don't know. But we have to be prepared for what comes our way. And I know, Elisa, you've got some stuff to talk about, the moon, and I'm just going to let you say hello and start into it. Get into whatever you want to talk about. It's good to have you back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we're going through the Scorpio eclipse and new moon, actually tonight, which is interesting.
Ooh.
I didn't know much about it, because I've been kind of distracted doing my own things right now. But then yesterday I had a big energy drain, and it was like, what is going on? It almost felt like I was falling in and not feeling well, and I just wanted to sleep. But then when I was talking to people, everyone I spoke to was feeling so tired. So I don't know if it was, I was wondering what was going on, and then I was informed that we are in the Scorpio new moon. And so what it's doing is it's going through the last like cleanse of anything that is old patterns or behaviors or energies that are no good for all of us emotionally, whatever, even though it wasn't affecting me that way, but a lot of people are being affected emotionally to be wanting to pull away, be alone, sit with themselves, not understanding why do I feel a certain way? Why do I feel, you know, sad or angry or going through all the stuff that once and for all needs to leave before we come into this transformation of 2023. So they were saying that the planetary system is aligned right now with 1929, the Great Depression.
Ooh.
And it's just one of those things where, you know, I guess I don't watch the news and I don't really pay attention to what's going on in the regular world because it's exhausting. But I guess we're going through the shift and change for things to fall and rebirth better. And so, but I think, you know, seeing people, you know, feeling this fear and feeling like this uneasiness and they don't understand, like, what's really going on. I hope things get better. That's what they all say to me is I hope things get better. And it's about really coming back into your heart and listening to yourself right now. That's pretty much what I am getting. So people are being reset. And we can do it with grace and gratitude, or we can step into it and be in the storm of chaos and fall down real hard. And I'm seeing that with people. People are falling down or choosing to step up and really just make the best of a situation that's out of everyone's control and doing things differently but still fulfilling. So we will get through these energies, but they're going to be a little bit, you know, unsettling for a while. And that's what I'm understanding with this eclipse. It's like this intensity, and it's very intense. It's like an intensity of a push to really reflect on, what are my choices I've been making in my patterns? What are my choices in going forward? Do I want to, you know, make adjustments that are healthier for me and more aligned with my happiness and my truth? Or do I want to stay stuck in this worry and fear and negativity with the people that I've chose to be with and the situations I've chose to be a part of? So it's almost like we're going through this last little reflection of, you know, what still dealt with in order to free ourselves in this new birthing process of light and happiness and joy with the people who are aligned there with you, where you stand in yourself. And so it's a reflection time for everybody right now. So that's what I'm getting. And, you know, the people who are showing up, and I always say the people show up to give me the messages as well, they just want to be in the hope again, be in that feeling that their foundation is stable. But there's a lot of instability being pushed right now, and people are holding on to keep things in place and not lose again, like, you know, 2010 or the housing market or whatever's going on in the real world. They're trying to really stay focused on positivity, but it feels like there's this push being, you know, created to once again fall down. So it's about stepping back and, you know, what do I say? When you don't know what to do, do nothing. And
yes,
stay as strong as you can in yourself. So that's where we're going now. And do what really, you know, is important to you, what matters. So you stay in that heightened frequency and not let the negativity of everybody else's stuff, because people are going through it. The negativity's coming up from people around us. But when you're in a good place, that negativity wants to come at the light. And so it's about learning once and for all, when you're that light force, to be able to have these healthy boundaries. And this is what we're really learning right now, is healthy boundaries, stand in your truth, stay focused on your gifts, your purpose, and know that no matter what falls around us, nobody can ever take that away from you, of all that you are. So stand in it, because as things tower down, there's a reset that's rebirthing right now. And this rebirthing is going, I just see so much beauty ahead. But look, time is not in human time. It's in God's time. And it's about trust the process now more than ever. Trust the process that everything, even in our planetary system, everything's aligning exactly as it's supposed to be and meant to be for us to see the truth and allow all this negative force to fall away. So this is where we're standing right now, October 25th, 2022. It's going to get a little bit bumpy. Scorpio is about bringing secrets to the surface, bringing the truth to light. You know, truth hurts, and there's going to be a lot of truth being shown on in our personal life, in our earthly existence, in every part of aspect right now, with this moon coming into play. But it's also a time of amazing to unfold. And this is a great day for you to write down, you know, manifesting your dreams with your career, with your love life, with all that really, really matters in your moral compass, like really aligned with that truth without knowing how it's all going to unfold or how it's all going to show up, but not to settle for anything less. So today is a great day for that new moon energy to, because of the intensity of Scorpio, it is pushing to the manifestation phase of bringing a lot of good as the negativity falls away. So it's almost like the phoenix rising out of, you know, yourself to stand in this beautiful space by allowing all that negativity to fall away. And so it's as painful as it may get, it's also this beautiful rebirth. So what I would recommend is tonight or today, write down, you know, your what do you deserve? And what is your dream? All your dreams. Put it to paper. Because we hold that power to manifest all to be exactly as we choose it to be without settling as we did in the past. And this is what we're learning, is we're learning the truth. And the truth, as I said, hurts, but we're also learning what we've allowed that wasn't healthy for all of us, and the negativity we've allowed that's around us, if we're still going through those lessons, to exist in our life and our energies that are no longer good for us, so we can open the space for the right people to show up, for the right energies to show up that are aligned with all that you dream. And that's exactly where we're standing out. So even though things seem to be chaotic, it doesn't matter, because we attach ourselves to the things that don't matter, and the things that do matter are going to come into clarity right now. And it's more about what is it that truly has meaning in your life purpose, in your life right here, right now. Is it your attachment to money? Is your attachment to titles? Is it attachment to things? Those are all kind of falling away. And the whole world is being pushed to show this collapse, to come into this space of what really matters to heighten you to your happiness. And I keep telling people, step into your purpose and your truth. So the truth is showing up, and that's where I see all of us going. So with that being said, reflect on all of it today. Write it down. You know, it's a good evening to really sit under the new moon and put it out there for all these people to plant and come to truth.
Yeah. I like that. So, and you know, I really believe in writing down your manifesting. And after what you just said, I think I'm going to hold on for a minute and just wait till I go outside tonight and sit out on the patio under the moon and do my little ritual out there.
It's about tying up things we need to tie up for that we've been trying to get done for the past, in the past, and making everything like come to this space of openness for all to receive the good that we've been working on to bring to the world. And that's where we're standing. But Scorpio is going to, it's an intense time. It's going to last for a while. This isn't going away so fast. So, you know, the more we have to work through our healing process, it might become a little difficult for many. And the more that we release and do it in a gentle, compassionate way of understanding that this all is not for our highest good, and to know that, you know, pain will help us grow, but also to know that once it's released, and then it makes space for the good to show up. And that's really what we're going through right now. We're going through this release, transformation, receiving ahead everything that we put in our dream, in our paper, you know, of what do you deserve and nothing less. And this is for all of us as a collective. It's funny because I was, you know, working with people and I was thinking, like, we're going into this time of exchange and balance. And energy, you know, exchange and balance, we've associated money as our exchange in, you know, how we receive. But then, you know, I have people in my circle who grow their own food, or they have their spiritual gifts that they, you know, their artwork or their book writing or whatever. And what I'm learning, you know, even in real time, is that we're all starting this bartering of, here, let me gift this to you, and they're gifting back. And it's not all money-based. It's all being exchanged with our gifts. And I keep thinking, maybe this is where we're headed in the future, because it's starting to show up as like an exchange of, you know, energies between people's gifts and purpose. And it's so exciting. It feels really good. And we're all celebrating together. And that's what I feel we're to learn, is to celebrate together and have fun and play and receive through gifts about how
you receive,
you know, and process through it. You can make it painful or you can make it exciting and fun. And it's, we all have that choice. You know, people are going to feel they're losing. And I always feel like when feel that way, we're gaining something else.
You helped me understand that when we were working together over my health issues and the pain that I was having with my skin. Because before I started working with you, it was like I'd try to stand up and walk and my feet would hurt and I'd be cursing my feet. And then after working with you, I realized even though they're hurting, there's a blessing. And I have to bless myself and bless my feet and be grateful that I even have feet. So when I started, you know, and they still hurt sometimes. There'll be a little moment of ouch or whatever. And instead of complaining, I just say, oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me to walk more slowly. Thank you for being my foundation and reminding me that I have to take care of myself before I take care of anybody else. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't worked closely with you all those months. You know, it was, and I want to tell everybody, if you're looking for help with your health or spiritual issues, don't overlook Alisa, because you think she's gifted with these answers she gives you on this show. You should work with her personally. I'm fortunate that I live close enough I could drive to her and actually work with her. But she can do this over the phone no matter where you are. And she's worked with my husband and my grandson, and they've all reported excellent. But, I mean, just, you know, I'm a big fan. And I will tell you, just get a pen and paper or go back to our description on this show and get her text, her phone number, so you can text her first and then, you know, reach out to her and set up time to talk with her. It's 407-432-7088. And I can't brag about you enough, because you've helped me change my perspective on things. And that's, I think, the key for everything. It's how we look at the world and determine what we're going to do with these gifts we've been given. And we all have them.
Yes, we do. You know what I've also noticed is people's physical pain is coming up from the holding of emotions or holding from stress. So when the body's stressed out, and if it's too full with these layers from the time that we've walked in, and we start to fall down in ourselves, it all correlates to, you know, an emotional or an experience that we had. And I'm seeing that with a lot of people. It's like once the energy opens up and clears, the body can now start to heal itself.
Yeah.
So I'm just seeing like there's a correlation between physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, mental pain. It all ties together. So right now we're all being shown that the mental, like even our thinking, is to be kind of like shut off a little bit, and listen to the heart and allow yourself to come into a healing. Emotions are coming up, and there's people who are asking, well, how do I deal with all these emotions flooding me? Because emotions are real. They're invisible, but they're real. They're there. And it's about going into the fragment of the self to see where those little fragments exist from, you know, where in time did we accumulate these fragments that need healing, and to be gentle with yourself, because the Scorpio moon is really pushing all that stuff to the surface. And it's like, wow, I didn't even realize that this was still here, that I had to go through and process through in order for me to clear this energy from myself. And sometimes people don't understand what's invisible because they feel it, but they don't know why they're feeling it. And then it gets stuck in the physical body and causes all these physical problems. So the energy work is so important. And people don't realize like how important it is to have their body energetically balanced and cleared. And when they do, they realize, wow, I've been holding this for years and there's no more pain. I just worked on somebody who had a block in his elbow, could not stretch out his arm, lift anything because the pain was so intense. He's been taking, like, I guess, going to doctors, getting cortisone shots, and it just was not, he couldn't even work using his arm at all. And
oh,
when
wow.
we got into where the wound was, it totally cleared. And he actually wrote me and said, oh, my gosh, after 15 years of this pain, my arm is 90% better. I don't know what happened, but something cleared. And it did. And he felt it. So energy accumulation, you know, it's there. And we are energy. And what people don't realize is when blocks happen in our flow inside of ourselves, whether it's physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, then we become limited in where we go in healing or being feeling that we're in this heightened, happy state. So it's one of those things where energy clearing is so important. And, you know, people who have not experienced that for themselves, I recommend that they seek somebody to help them who understands the energy work, the Reiki, you know, and can really get into their systems to help align them. I say chakra clearing. You know, that's very important. I didn't understand it all until I started doing it, you know, myself, and then being able to work with people in that capacity. But it's the energy clearing is so important. And, you know, start to open up blocks and good health starts to come back. So, I mean, the body is so multidimensionally layered that it's not just all, you know, treating the symptoms. It's about going to the root of where this all started. And when we have, like, physical things that are going on, a lot of it stems from a rooted situation that caused a trauma or caused a feeling that was not really a good feeling. So it's just interesting. And I tell people, you know, just experience it, because you don't know until you experience it. That's all. So if we're
well,
willing to tolerate, go ahead and do that.
Okay. Well, I know I told Kay when I spoke with her right before you came on, she was first in line. But Kay has been one of our callers enough times. She knows that we also like to take first-time callers before we take those who called us a couple of times. So I'm going to bring in this other person first, Kay, and we'll get back with you in a little bit. Hello there. Who's on the line? Well.
Hello.
There you are. Hi. What is your name?
Hi, this is Amy.
Amy, where are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you, Amy?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Oh, when I get in your energy, I just feel there's like this compression on your, like kind of on your chest, like a compression feeling, like you're being held back. Does that make sense?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, there's a lot of reflection going on in your life right now, and oh my gosh, girl, you probably need a clearing. But okay, there's a lot going on around you right now because you're letting too many outside forces play a role in your choices and your decision making, but also you are getting in your own way. I don't know if it's because you feel like helpless or hopeless, or there's just this, I just feel this heaviness on your chest of, I don't know how to get myself past going forward. I feel so stuck. I feel completely stuck about being able to even take the step that I need to take in order for me to live my life to where I feel full again. Do you get that?
Yes, I am trying to get out of where I'm currently working at, and it's a very negative atmosphere and very frustrating.
Okay, so this is what is coming to me. You haven't even been, the way that your gifts are to be productive and to really shine, it's like this veil of a shadow over it to hold you back, to feel like I'm even losing my self-esteem. I'm losing, what am I good at? Like, I feel like your energy is feeling like it's questioning your value, your abilities. Okay, this is what, it's so important for you to remember the strength of who you are, first of all. And second of all, without letting others criticize you and show you your value based on their opinion, because they're kind of lowering you. Oh, you're no good at this anymore. You need to do better. People treating you kind of poorly. You're getting at full throttle of the negativity you've put up with for a very long time and kept trying to do better and better and better and better, and nothing was ever enough because of your strength. The people around you are very, very, I don't want to say envious, but they feel threatened by your gifts because you are gifted and do your job very well when you're given the openness to do so. But when the people around you are feeling like you're a threat, they're trying to lower you so you'll lose yourself and not be productive the way you are and say, see, we told you to get rid of her. See, we told you she's not good enough. And so this is kind of the push you're feeling, and you're losing yourself. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a perfect example. I'm not glad you're going through this, but I'm glad that you're going through this to show you exactly what this means, okay? When the divine has a greater purpose for you and you're connected to the past and you're connected to where you feel comfortable even when it's uncomfortable and you're staying, it's going to get really bad until you say, I can't do this anymore. Now, you're either going to have one or two things happen. You're going to stay until you literally lose yourself completely, or you're going to get pushed so hard that you say, I can't go back. I quit. Okay? So, but either way, the intention of this whole push is for you to take a step out of where you feel comfortable, even though it's uncomfortable, and go into what really is uncomfortable about not knowing where you're going next, but plant those seeds. And today's the new moon. So you deserve to be in a space that is completely the wind beneath your wings to accelerate you in everything that you are instead of holding you back, and for you to see your value in yourself through your own eyes and take that leap of faith and say, you know what, I'm the only one who can make the changes. People don't get to choose who I am and my value because I know who I am and my value. And to know that you are meant to be, this is why this is happening. When things get really, really turbulent, okay, and this moon is doing that for a lot of people, it's showing you that change is so necessary, but it's also the divine showing you that opportunities will open once you take the reins of your life and say, okay, I will not allow people to treat me this way anymore. I know my value. I'm not afraid. I'm stepping into my truth. I'm stepping into all the power that I know I hold in myself through all the tools I've gathered along the way to know your value and to apply it somewhere else. So this is kind of like the transformation period for you to say, I'm getting the message to leave and I'm pushing in the resistance to stay, and it's getting worse and worse and worse to where I dread going into doing what I love to do because of the people around me. And it's really the divine just saying, girl, it's time for you to make the change. And the only way you're
going to
do it is for
us. Well, I have had interviews.
Okay.
So I'm not sitting here just, you know, oh, putting up with it and not doing anything about it. I am interviewing elsewhere, and I do have one.
Doors are going to open for you, and it's going to be really good, okay? But it's about staying in that space of being excited that opportunities are showing up instead of feeling down about dread, like I'm going to work again. Because it's almost like, okay, I'm showing up, and all you're doing right now is showing up. But at the same time, when you show up and you're doing it in a place of gratitude and grace of saying, you know what, I know that the divine has a better plan for me. I'm showing up. I'm still going to do what I came here to do because these are my gifts. Whether they accept me or not, I don't care. But when that door opens, I will make that transformation over to that new space because I do see you leaving. I do see you going very soon. It just might be a little bit of time. It might be a little bit of time. I'm getting the number 2. Now, that could mean 2 weeks or 2 months. But it's right there, right in front of you. So just keep your faith. And know that the truth might be rising up even more so in your face, okay, because that's what's happening right now with the energies. You might be seeing things that are more truthful of saying, oh, my gosh, it is time for me to go and walk away in a space of, you know, gratitude, okay?
Okay.
Does that help you?
Yeah, I'm just... My only fear is that I'm going to be stuck here. And
no, you keep planting seeds. Today's a great day to manifest. And when you step into fear, you're seeing yourself into that lower vibration. Okay, there you are, a gifted woman in this world of many opportunities, and you're limiting yourself to one. When you open yourself to be shown, ask to be shown. Say, show me where I am to be. And you will be shown. And just reflect on all the gifts that you have in your toolbox. Because sometimes we get to the actual title of a job, like, okay, I'm a supervisor of a, you know, window company. So you focus on being in windows and not that you're the supervisor. Because you could be a supervisor at any company. But people get caught up in the one way kind of mindset, and it's opening to all possibilities with all the tools that you have accumulated. And as a supervisor or somebody who's done, you know, clerical work or whatever it is that you do, being a president of a company, there's so many things that you have been tooled to do on so many levels of your gifts. So it's about opening to, okay, I can do all these things. I know how to work with people. I know how to do appointments. I know how to, you know, keep books straight. Whatever it is, there's a multitude of gifts that you have been able to do through your, you know, experiences. And you take that to other places that has an openness to receive you. Because I do see you going where you're going to be excited, happy. And you're gonna think, gosh, I get to work doing so much less, but I want to do so much more because you're gonna be appreciated and not put down and made to feel in distress. Because I feel a lot of distress, like this heaviness over you, and that's where you are to break through that. Those are patterns you've created throughout your past. And going forward, those patterns have to break. So that's why you're being placed in front of those patterns again, to break it, to be an observer to what is it that I am dealing with once again with these people for me to learn how to do something in a different way. It's like releasing that responsibility and saying, you know what, I'm just going to allow what is meant for me to come without feeling like I have to control the outcome. Or feel that I have to lose myself. Because sometimes people only make change when they fall down so hard to come back up. And a lot of us have learned to do that. We stay in situations that are not healthy until we completely lose ourselves And then through, we have a choice. We could either just dwindle away or we have to make the change. And that's when we make the change. But there's no reason why you can't make those changes right here, right now, understanding that there's a divine plan for you and to just let go and trust it. And whatever shows up when it's placed before you, you'll be able to make those choices of where you want to be, because you'll hold the reins to your life saying, okay, well, this opportunity came up, and then reflect on, is this a good fit for me? But you've got to know your value, like really, truly know your value. Okay.
Okay.
So sit with yourself today and write down all, if you were somebody interviewing someone, what can you bring to the world with all the tools that you have? And write it down, because you're an asset in so many level, on so many levels in your life to bring to people. I just see people have made you kind of feel like your self-worth is kind of being questioned, and that's what you're allowing, and that's not okay. So that's something that needs to heal. Know your worth, know your value, and stand strong in your truth. That's what we're going through right now. Stand strong in the truth. Okay, there is a perfect place for you. I do see it. You're going to like slide, and it's like Cinderella's shoe. It fits. And it's about releasing the toxic, unhealthy, like conditions and attachments and everything that you've allowed to be a part of in the past. It's not healthy for you. Let it all go. That's what you're being shown right now, what you've allowed. And you're not just you. It's all of us. What have you allowed to exist in your energy field that's not healthy for you? That's what this whole energy of the world is about right now, is shining on allowing the secrets to come to the surface and the truth to be shown, and you live in your truth. And that's through your heart, through your truth, your knowing, your value, everything that you are. And you will receive all that you ask for, but you've got to put it out there and know what you are worth, okay? It's not about settling anymore. And if I were to ask you, are you settling? I believe your answer would be yes. All right, so we have to take one call.
Ding dong. We have two more callers waiting, and we're running out of time.
Okay, we'll go fast.
I hate to interrupt, but Amy, definitely text Elisa if you want to talk with her a little more in-depth at 407-432-7088. I'm going to bring Kay on the line now. Hi, Kay.
Hello. Hi, thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Make this very quick. I just thank you so much for the opening. I think it actually answered a lot of my questions. The short of it is, this past year has been, I've spoken to you guys, it's been difficult at times, but it's like I started shifting my mindset. I started praying and meditating. I was lighting candles and manifesting. And so things are just opening up. I got the opportunity for this job that I would have never, ever, ever, ever saw coming. I mean, I would have never even known to apply for. And I start next Monday. It's a great
Yay!
Opportunity.
I felt excitement
around you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It is temp. Well, it's contract to perm. Still excited, more excited than anything. Sally's great. That old relationship, I have completely released it, done. I've met someone, taking it easy. She and I are taking our time and getting to know each other. And with all of that greatness, your opening kind of helped me understand. It was almost, I've almost had this mindset of like, wow, everything is happening so good. What's about to happen? So what you were saying makes sense now. It's like, everything I prayed and manifested for is coming upon me, but it's frightening that it's coming far greater than I thought.
That's because it's divine intervention. This is what I try to teach people. It's divine.
Yes.
You allow things to happen. You receive greater than your expectations. And this is exactly,
yes.
This, you're exactly living proof. And then when you look back, you see exactly why you had to go through what you went through.
Yes, yes. So, like I said, my call will be short. It will be short because you actually answered the question that I was trying to, okay, am I crazy for sitting here? Because I've had people, actually my friend, my new friend, she and I were talking. She was like, you are so calm about this job. This is a phenomenal opportunity. I said, I know. And it's almost like nobody's understanding what I'm not. I mean, I've already had my screams and shout and yell and praising and crying and all, but it's like, this is too real.
Thank you.
This is too real.
It's like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because when you're not reacting, you're responding in a calm way of saying thank you. Thank you for my blessings. Thank you for everything that showed up. Because it is. And that's what oh my gosh, you're like, I'm so glad you called today.
Thank you. I don't want to hold up because I know you said you had another call, and I want somebody to be able to be blessed and helped by you. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the support and encouragement you have given. But I also just wanted to be the one that came back and gave my testimony. So thank you.
Well, that's sweet, Kay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you both.
We love to have you call back and tell us the outcome, and we know that it takes time, and it means a lot to me, and I know it does to Elisa too, that you called after things settled down, because I remember when you called and some of the things that we talked about.
Yeah.
So
it's just trusting that it's all working for our highest good, but we're all focused on the destination and the outcome and not going through the experience to get there. And the experience is amazing because when you finally let go, it's like you said, the most amazing showed up. And that's exactly how I live my life every day and teach it to people. The most amazing shows up.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings to you both.
Oh, thank you.
Blessings
all right. I'm going to bring in, I believe this is Donna from California. Am I right?
Oh, you have a good memory. Hi.
Oh, it has nothing to do with a memory and everything to do with a spreadsheet.
Oh. All right. I'm having problems financially, and I wanted to know what you're picking up intuitively about that, getting better, some windfall or inheritance or something like that that would help me ease the credit card bills.
Well, I think the whole world's going through financially falling right now in some way, some form. So when you say out loud, I have problems, you're going to create more problems. So it's about shifting.
All right. I won't say that again.
Because receiving all that you have, first of all, there's a lot of blessings that are around you.
Yes.
It's tweaking. It's adjusting and stepping out of your patterns that's going to bring in more of the abundance. But you've got to do it. It's like you can sit here and say, I have this, I have that. If you're focused on all the debt and what you owe and what you have, you're going to owe. It's almost like you get caught up in that I owe. Instead of I am receiving. And not worrying about what you owe. Because when you focus on receiving, open to receiving, all that you have inside yourself to bring to the world, you're going to receive more than your debt. Don't worry about it. It will get taken care of. But you're focused on everything you don't have, and then everything that you don't have starts to fall in place. You start to create everything I don't have. So when you step into the blessing of I have all, Everything. I have everything. You open up for everything to come to you. You know, people connect money to everything. And this is what I try to teach people too. Money is an energy. Yes, you will receive. You've always received. I just see you receiving. But there's also a limitation that you place upon yourself to receive more than your own mental block and your physical block. You're actually blocking something to receive only this much. When you learn how to open up to receive abundance on all levels and doing what you love to do in a greater capacity, that's where I see the shifts happening. But you got to get out of your own way. You're going into these patterns because I see you getting on your feet. I see things coming in. You satisfy all this stuff, and then you go into this lack.
Yeah.
And it's like, why do I keep continuing these patterns? That's where you become the observer to your programming. Because you do know how to rise up and receive, catch up, and then fall again. It's really, that's your pattern, though. It's about where am I getting stuck? Where do I shift this cycle? And that's for you to really reflect on and make changes in your own energy field to allow things to just continue in this abundant way. You know how to receive. You know how to get where you need to go when you're pushed. And then you get the flow, and then it stops again. So where is it in that stopping that you're repeating that cycle that's not healthy? That's what you're looking at right now. It's like not focusing on that debt. Focus on the abundance. Focus on, like, it's almost as if you watch the showering from above of just all these blessings coming your way. And I do see it happening for you, but you've got to shift the pattern. We're going through shifting patterns right now. They're not healthy.
How do you shift a pattern? Just think about it and change it, or?
Well, changing the words for one. Words are, energy is so powerful. It's funny because even on the journey, I would think there has to be a mathematical, equation that we can apply to our life that's going to bring us abundance. Like it's almost like I created it in my own head that it had to be so difficult to have everything you ever dreamed of. Okay, but it's not. It's so simple. It's in the Bible. It says, "Ask and you shall receive." And I used to think, well, is that really possible? Yeah. But what we've learned along the way is we ask, like you were just asking, how do I solve my problems? When you focus on the problems, you're going to create more problems. Because you're asking. That's associated with problems. When you ask for the solution, when you ask for the abundance, when you ask for the positives, it all shifts to bring that to you. Ask if you shall receive. It's a very open-ended area.
So
tonight is a really good night to ask to receive.
Okay.
It's not about credit card debt. It's not about focusing on the debt. It's focusing on receiving the true abundance. Because when you receive the abundance, you'll be able to pay your debt.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on the blessings of all you do have. And this is a mindset that is so simple, but it's so difficult for people to focus on because we have been conditioned to wallow in all we don't have, all the things that are wrong in our life, instead of all being grateful for everything that is in our life, including the lessons, including the pain, including the people that have showed up to teach us, the painful ones, the celebrated ones, all of it, gratefulness. Because when we stand in that gratefulness and realize that all happened exactly as it was supposed to, just like with Kay, if she hadn't gone through her difficult moment, then when the blessing shows up, the gratitude of, oh my gosh, this is so much bigger than I ever expected, shows up. And it's received with gratitude and grace on such a heightened level because you went through all of it to get here, and it's appreciated. And we're all learning that. The simple things become our biggest treasures. The letting go and trusting. Okay, so it's about sitting in reflection right now with yourself, looking through as an observer with your own eyes to the patterns of all, paying attention to like your patterns. Most people overlook all that. They just go about, well, I wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, go eat breakfast, or take a drink, or I do this, it's not healthy. And then you're like, oh, maybe that's not healthy. Maybe the way I'm doing my patterns is not healthy for me, but I've always chose it. It's about shifting. And the only way that we understand the unhealthy is when we step back as an observer and reflect on what is it that we're choosing that's unhealthy. Because I create my patterns exactly as I've always created them, and they were not healthy. But I didn't realize it. I just changed the person. We all do that. We change the person, but we create the same patterns because it becomes what we're used to. And then we realize, like, this is not healthy for us. It's not healthy for me. The only way to make change is for you to make the change. Nobody else, the people out there, they're not going to make the change. You have to make the change. But when you make the change, it causes others around you to change. It causes everything around you to change. But change is very, very unsettling because it's the unknown. So you trust that it's all for your highest good, doing it aligned with your truth. So that's what we're all going through right now. We're going through this reflective of why did I live these patterns that were not healthy for me? And how do I shift it to be more healthy for me, aligned with my truth? So to start, is to start with you, looking through your own eyes at your patterns. Does that help you?
Oh, so much. Yeah, definitely.
You always have enough. You know, you have to wake up every morning and say, how am I going to eat today? You're just like, well, but then when it comes to certain things, like this focus of, I don't have. And so many people get caught up in what they don't have instead of saying, thank you, God, for all my blessings of all I do have. And it's about healthy boundaries of not allowing those old energies to come in anymore. It's saying, nope, these are my, I'm creating healthy patterns for myself. So the right people show up, the right circumstances. It's not about lowering yourself to allow what was because it's not healthy. It's not healthy for you to work to have more debt. It doesn't make sense. There's patterns that you're creating for yourself that is keeping you stuck, and it's about being the observer, paying attention.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot
of
sense. Helps. Yeah. I'm reflecting, and then it just all comes together because I remember when my frequency was high and everything, and I just thought abundance, and I'm going to win this, and this is going to happen, and oh my gosh, all these wonderful things happen. Yeah. It was great.
Deserving it. So sometimes people attach the guilt to deserving. And when things are really going good because they're so connected to the pain, they almost feel like I don't deserve this. So they create more pain.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we held it here, but I'm going to let it go because it doesn't feel comfortable anymore because I'm so much more comfortable living in my lack.
Mm.
And so we let go, we fall into that same pattern. So it's about being the observer to your own, you know, your life, your patterns. You get to choose every day you wake up how you choose that day. You get to make those choices. Even when things happen or show up that you didn't expect, it just helps you to keep yourself in a space of being in control to navigate through every situation with a little more calm and flow. Even when the people throw the negativity or the debt shows up or whatever it is, it's about saying, okay, I'm going to step back and see how to walk through this in a different way than I've always done and allow myself to stay high, stay in that gratitude and grace, that appreciation for all that I do have. Okay?
Oh, very helpful. Wow, that was amazing. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jane.
Have a good day, Donna.
Okay, thank you. Have a nice day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks,
bye.
Alisa. We will talk, I guess, next week.
All right, my dear. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Alisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Alisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Alisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.